I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Michelle, if you would please call the roll.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Here.
Councilmember Rosander? Councilmember Hanser?
Here.
Councilmember Dudley?
Here.
Thank you. On the consent agenda, we have the minutes, claims, and the payroll summary, and I'll entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda containing the minutes of the October 20th regular meeting, claims, and payroll summaries.
I'll second that.
Moved and second. Discussion? Comments to the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Thank you. Consent agenda is approved. Departmental reports.
Ms. Mayor, Councilmembers, do you have my report? I don't have anything else to add to it. Any questions for me?
Any questions?
Mm-hmm. Can I easily do a roll call?
Thank you.
Thank you. Kami?
Can we do it?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. It is also on my report. I have nothing else to add. We had a good safety lunch today, I thought.
Any questions, Kami? Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Assistant Fire Chief, Ethan.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, fire report in front of you. Any questions?
Any questions?
Good. I do. When you respond to a mutual aid with the Rosebud County EMS for lift assist, what does that involve?
Muscles. Yeah, lots of them.
So you're lifting people, lifting gurneys, lifting...
Lifting people. Into or out of the house.
That's the one right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Michelle. City Attorney.
Council, you have my report. Quiet-ish week. I'm really hoping that a couple of our litigation items might fall off of the table here in the next 6 months. So, motion pending in one and another one. One we have a motion pending in is the Dallas State, and the other one Ames. Just the plaintiff's attorney just hasn't done anything. So, we have a trial early next year, and nothing's going on, so I'm hoping that we can wrap that one up here before too long. So, make my report short for everything.
Any questions?
Looks good, thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Michelle. Michelle's contract is coming up, so it'll be on the agenda for next month. Next week. Next council meeting.
Sometime.
Yeah, my written report. Still off and on issues with lift station C radar. We got a new one ordered. I got parts from main control here. Waiting on to the actual radar to show it. It should be here this week, hopefully. So we can look at getting that in. We're just tired of fighting it. It's $1,300 for the radar, so it's not really expensive, but we're spending more time and overtime fighting it and not getting call outs on it. So hopefully get that replaced here in a week. Cop Construction showed up this week, started Cedar Wastewater, started building the fence, safety fence from the railroad, got that in. They were notified from Talon that there's, I guess, some more piping underground there that they weren't aware of. So they brought in a back truck to locate them. We tried shutting off the water on the north end so they could do their valve tie-in yesterday, and that did not go well. You probably know we shut off about half the town of water, so we got some more investigating to do to see why that happened. Don't have an answer for you yet on that. We got an idea of what we can do to make it work, but we'll see if we can do that yet. So, okay. That's about where we're at. If you've got any questions for me,
questions of Pat?
Waiting for winter, right?
Yeah, we're pretty much ready for it. Salt should be showing up. We got some on hand, but we ordered a couple more of those we'll be mixing, and that should be showing up here probably next week, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat. Michelle.
Mayor and council members, the next quarterly newsletter will be coming out shortly. Hopefully, we'll have back from the center and have emails before Thanksgiving. That's my hope. I've spent the last couple of weeks getting caught up. I've had some recent medical issues and missed some work, so I've just been getting caught up. Reports and miscellaneous things. And working on cross training with my deputy clerks. It's one of our audit findings, and it's just something that needs to happen anyway. So when I am unavailable, they're a little bit more able to fill in, and hopefully that'll work out better. So, does anybody have any questions for me tonight?
The precious Michelle. Thanks, Michelle.
On my informational report, I did have a Zoom discussion meeting with the BNSF and the League of Cities and Towns regarding issues with right-of-way issues throughout the state, with particularly with small towns. I'm not sure if that went anywhere, but I did have another opportunity to just express our position with regards to the $41,000 we paid for the right-of-way. And I'm unsure exactly where that's going to go. But I did have another opportunity to visit with them on that particular issue, and they did not really have a very good explanation, I did not feel, for why we were charged the $41,000. The discussion did occur. I also had an opportunity to visit with the plant manager, Tony Dimelo, and so we had a good discussion on different issues that we're involved with, and he expressed a real great opportunity for the future of those plants. He felt that they were operating very efficiently and effectively, and as a matter of fact, the best that they have, and I wasn't aware of this, the best that they've operated since 2017, with reliability. And expressed some of the issues that they've been dealing with regarding the maintenance and their maintenance schedule. We had a good discussion, and he indicated that he was very interested in setting up quarterly meetings with the city and the county, the school district, and keeping everybody apprised of what issues that they're involved with. And so it was a good discussion. We did touch on the raw water transportation agreement, which he brought up, and I thought it was an interesting discussion in regards to that, and so it was. I thought it was a very, very productive meeting, and it's the first that I've had an opportunity to sit down and have any type of discussion with them. But that was a very, very good meeting. I indicated that Michelle's contract comes up for renewal, and I'll have it on the agenda for next meeting. I will not be here at the next meeting, so I'm going to plan on taking off some days to head to Idaho with family for a celebration, so a Thanksgiving celebration. I also had the opportunity to attend the middle school's celebration yesterday with the students had on with the veterans. And it was a very rewarding discussion or program that they had put together for the veterans. And with those, it was amazing with those kids. Some of the things that they recognized and the value of veterans throughout our community, and it was a great program that they had put together. And the teachers just did a fantastic job. So it was a good experience that I had with those kids. And one of the teachers. Indicated to me they'd like to come to a city council meeting sometime. I said that would be great. It would be fun to have some of the students come to our meeting. So that was a good good opportunity for me to visit with those students over there and the veterans. So that's what I have. If there are any questions or comments? Okay. Next item is a public hearing, and this has to do with the garage size and rear setbacks variance on 438 Alder Court. And Cammy, would you introduce that, please? I will open that hearing.
So this is for, it's not going to be used as a garage. It won't be parking vehicles in it. It will be this working shop. But if you look at the back of, I attached this page when he brought in the variance request, if you want an idea of where the building is going to sit. I did go over to Justin and Lucy's house and took pictures, and he had it all marked out, and there's plenty of room. And there's no neighbors behind him. So when he's asking to only go 5 feet from the rear setback, it wouldn't affect anybody. And there's nobody that would be building there in the future either. Just needs to do that. So that's why, and that means fire codes, there's no fire restriction. So I'm in favor of it. I don't see any issues. So I don't know if you want to hear from Justin.
What I'll do is when I introduce it, I'll invite the participation.
If you guys have questions for me about it, any other questions that I might have missed in the report, the memo?
Okay, any other comments regarding this public hearing? Okay, I'll close the public hearing then. Next item is opportunity for any other public comment. Okay, thank you. We'll go to new business, and the first item is the garage size and rear setback variance request on 438 Alder Court. I'll entertain a motion to approve that request.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we approve the variance setback at 438 Alder Court.
And second, please.
I'll second.
The movement seconded. Discussion? Any discussion?
You know, if you wanted me to
check. You're welcome to do that at this time if you'd like.
Yeah. As I said, I don't see any problem with it. I know where that's at. I know where back setback is as
Mr. Mayor and City Council, I think there's a motion made. I guess I didn't know if I should have followed Cammy.
No, this is fine right where you're at. Thank you.
Really, all I'm looking for is a woodworker, but I like to park my cars inside, so I move cars in and out 78 times. If hail's coming, I stop. I'm just trying to put up a wood shop where I have a shop that's set up permanent. I can go out and do my hobby and leave my cars inside. So we're just looking to do the variance, make sure everything's legal. It's going to match our house. It's going to, I'm not going to put up a shady looking building. We kind of like our property looking clean. So everything will match. I'm just looking for a nice hobby place. And we're just out of room.
Okay.
So I would appreciate you guys support him.
Okay. Anybody have any questions, Justin? Okay, thank you, Justin. Any other comments? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Thank you. That request is approved, so thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you
for that request. Okay, next is Resolution 2025-R21. This is Eastern Montana Region Hazard Mitigation Plan. This is an updated plan that is put together by Rosebud County. They have forwarded this to the city. The city needs to approve this plan by resolution. It's updated, and there are some information that is included in this that were not included in the original mitigation plan that was put together in 2021, I believe. So are there any other? I will entertain a motion to approve that resolution, 2025-R21.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve resolution number 2025-R21.
And second, please?
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Basically, this is just bringing us compliance with everything, the changes, changes, and bringing us up to, up to the line we need to be at.
Just updating what's already in there. There's some additional language in there that was not covered before.
having to do with, I think, one of them was rock slides and one of them with earthquakes. So there's some additional
volcanic ash, all kinds of interesting.
I don't know if we have any landslides here, but they had to have language in there to address that. And earthquakes.
Where would slide to it from?
Okay. Any other discussion from the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Resolution 2025-R21 has passed. Next item is the Public Works vehicle purchase. Pat has made a request to purchase a vehicle. The vehicle is in the budget, the amount of $51,412, and I will entertain a motion to approve that request.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the Public Works vehicle purchase of the 2025 Chevrolet 3/4 ton pickup.
And second, please.
Second.
Moved and second. Discussion?
Question. Do we need to have the amount in the original motion?
$51,412. Any other discussion? Comments from the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Okay, that is passed. Next item is contract renewal with Municipal Infrastructure Consulting. This is our contract with Doug Whitney, and Pat has done a good job in describing the value and importance of having Pat with the city, and he's here tonight, and we'll entertain a motion to approve that consulting agreement, and I'll ask Doug to make comments on that after the motion. I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
Okay. Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the contract renewal with Municipal Infrastructure Consulting.
And second, please?
I'll second that.
Discussion? Pat? Or Doug, I mean?
What are you going to say?
Infrastructure Consulting. I've been working with the city of Coaster probably for close to 20 years now. Retired from KOJ 3 years ago. Been working with Pat and his predecessor, Brian, helping keep things going. Been working with the capital improvement plan and keeping projects moving, helping the city negotiate contracts with engineers. Working on amendments and make sure everybody's getting a fair deal and you guys get your money's worth. So I appreciate your support. Do you have any questions for me?
Questions, Doug? I think you do a great job for us, Doug. I really appreciate all the support that you give myself and Pat and our public works folks. I think it's invaluable, so we appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That's approved. Next is an engineering task order amendment from KLJ Engineering. And this is described very well in Pat Zent's memo on how we're attempting to bring things together with some additions that we have made to the current task orders that have been approved, and based on information that we've received both from the council and in working with KLJ on those two different task orders. And it's pretty well described here, and Ryan is here this evening to address this. Why don't we go ahead and I'll entertain a motion to approve this amendment in the amount of $85,830, and then second, and then I'll ask Ryan to address it.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve engineering task order amendments with KLJ Engineering for $85,830.
And second, please.
I'll second it.
We'll move to second. Ryan, why don't you go ahead and address what we're doing here? Doug?
I guess the only thing I can clarify, it's only $44,000 amendment, not $85,000. Original contract was $85,000.
Okay. That's not.
Yeah, something ain't right. Because we got to change things. You can't vote on it now if you're changing numbers.
Amendments for
That's correct.
Am I in the wrong amendment? I think I have the wrong amendment.
Because this is one we put in both. The survey and the one, correct? This one is.
But if you're going to make us a deal, we'll take a deal at 45. I mean, I'm open to negotiating.
Amend your motion real quick.
Yeah. Going once, twice.
Hey, Brian?
I have the old one.
Okay.
I apologize. That was my bad.
Good thing I'm here.
I was making a deal.
This is kind of complicated because of the things that we're trying to.
We're trying to combine some of them.
So it is
the construction part, bidding and stuff, the bidding of the.
So go ahead, Doug.
For the record, Doug Winnie, Municipal Infrastructure Consulting. Yes, this amendment is complicated. Back in August, the council approved task order 45 and 46 with KOJ. 45 was the design of the Chisholm Primrose Road project. Design only, no bidding, no construction administration of the project. Task order 46 was the 2026 pavement improvement project, which included design, construction administration for non-structural overlay. Non-structural overlay has a level of design like here. Okay? After the projects were signed and contract signed with KOJ. We had a kickoff meeting with KOJ. At that time, the city asked for several streets to be deleted out of the 2026 project and then bring in some three or four different roads into the project. But the roads that they brought into the project were structural overlay projects, so now the design effort is up here. Not down here, so they were not matching apples to apples, it was apples and oranges. So also at the same time, KLJ was asked to do some stormwater drainage design for Vista Drive.
Cul-de-sac.
Okay, so KLJ came up with a cost proposal for those items. We had several iterations between myself, KLJ, and the city. And I felt that KLJ had the right numbers. I thought they were doing a good job of what they were doing. They were giving the city good value for the changes. So we agreed upon that number, and once we agreed upon that number, I brought it back to Pat's attention that Chisholm and Primrose is design only. If the city's desire is to get more roads done quicker, let's go ahead and pull that into the 2026 project, and then you get economy of scale for bidding and construction administration. I calculated that if we did Chisholm Primrose by itself, the additional cost for bidding and construction administration would probably be around $75,000. I approached KLJ on this, and the biggest concern was how are we going to combine them? And we decided just go ahead and keep the design separate as they are right now, but then do an amendment to bring in the bidding and construction administration of the Chisholm Primrose into task order 46. We looked at some numbers there. They came back at $51,470 on that. I reviewed what all that included. I did notice some overlap, pointed that out to KOJ, and then they changed their number for that portion of it to $40,880. We agreed to that. So those two numbers combined, it was $44,950 for the new roads and the drainage of task order 46, and then $40,880 to do the bidding and construction administration for the Chisholm Primrose portion of it. And that's how we arrived at the $85,830 in front of that amendment in front of you. Did that make sense?
Okay.
At the end of it, the bottom line is you saved probably about $35,000 by combining them. You're getting a lot done next year. It's going to be a busy year. And by combining them, we're going to be down to one contractor, not taking the chance of two contractors out there. It'll be much more, it's going to be easier for the city, the residents, and for the engineer.
And we anticipate this is going to correct that issue on the storm drainage. That's right. The other thing that's important part of this process. So,
okay. And just as a matter, just as it said, this is all budget. We've already got this all in the budget for next year. For all of us. We're not doing anything. We didn't have budget, right?
You guys added that extra million to it, I think.
Yeah. Okay. And that's a lot.
And that's why we decided to go with the Laramie Circle, the Sweetgrass, and them ones were ones areas that you guys had kind of wanted to push forward on. So I presented them to them guys and see what it would cost us extra to do that. And I took out a couple. We took out some of them because they were going on the Chisholm Primrose. The little cul-de-sacs on that were on this year's, project to be done. Well, they weren't going to be in that anyway because they got pulled out. So, I was looking at adding more to get some more bang for our buck. And I didn't realize that they were that much difference in the structural part of it is, I guess, but...
Our best estimate, we anticipate it may be less than what we have in the budget.
That was my next question. What's our feeling for this?
We'll have the opportunity to approve that once we go out for bids.
We won't know until we go for bids.
Right. On those bids, then we'll know what the real numbers will be.
The project will be bid in different schedules.
Yeah.
And then the owner has the right to award all schedules or any combination of schedules.
Or whatever.
Okay.
We anticipate it'll be less.
Okay.
So we've been getting good bids lately.
Yeah.
another one like the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll see.
And I just wanted to say I was so pleased that you guys took the extra time and effort to kind of sort this out, combine it, and come back saving us. It's like, yay, savings are always a good thing. But I just really appreciate it. I know it's extra work when you have to pull it all apart.
It takes a lot of work. It's complicated.
Yeah. It is. It's very complicated.
Yeah, but I really appreciate it, and I think that we really are getting the best bang for our buck going this way.
Very good. Okay, any other discussion? Comments? Okay, vote please.
Well, this time I want to comment.
Oh, sure, sure.
I apologize for the confusion. I was thinking of the October amendment when we originally talked about it. I printed that one out. I don't have the one that we added in the construction. And then I guess the thing I wanted to add on Vista Drive, I want to make it very clear, this is not going to eliminate the possibility of that house on the end of Vista Drive flooding. Trying to put storm water into a pipe to eliminate flooding doesn't eliminate flooding. The problem is the house is below the street. So there will always be a possibility of an overtopping the curb and gutter. What we're going to do is trying to capture a greater amount of that water and eliminate some things in that cul-de-sac to create a greater capture structure to get the water before it goes over top of the curb and gutter.
I have a question for you. Have we considered running a drain path straight line with the primrose right across Vista and out the other side?
That will help with primrose. There is still quite a bit of hillside in that's up gradient of the cul-de-sac itself, and there is water that falls on the asphalt between primrose and the cul-de-sac that gets there as well.
But I was just wondering if that was one of our thoughts.
I believe there is an old easement in there and an old inlet, not an inlet, but an old valley pan crossing at that location that could be upgraded.
I thought there was, and possibly an easement on the property just across from Primrose.
There's one that's a little bit farther down towards the cul-de-sac part. That there's a pipe that goes underneath the road, and that's something that we'll be looking at, is how much will it help if we increase that pipe size and make a trough there to catch a lot of that runoff and stuff.
Have we considered simply putting a new runoff area, pipe area right there across that vista, right? Primrose comes down,
mm-hmm.
Vista this way, cutting right across Vista.
They'll look at that, see if the slope and everything will. I mean, that's one of the options that they're looking at.
We need to analyze and find out
what is the best options
to that. What all is draining to Primrose, so we can separate that out and find the best way to conduct that storm water to a location where it's not going to overtop that curve.
Question. Thank you. Will you be contacting the homeowners in that area to explain what you're going to do?
It's not our intention to contact the homeowners. Our contact is through the city process here. If you guys would like to request that, we can.
I appreciate that being looked at and going to be worked on, but I think they need to understand what you're going to do, because you just mentioned it could possibly still be flooding. They need to know that.
They do need. And I think that was part of our initial discussions with the city, is that they need to understand. The only way to eliminate the possibility of that property flooding is to raise the property or to lower the street below the finished floor of that house.
We have been in contact with them, that we are looking into this and seeing what the city can do to help prevent it. They are looking at some possibilities of their own, of doing some things on their property. And with their neighbor's property, I know that.
So as long as you're working together.
Yeah, we've been in contact with them. That we've been out there surveying, and so we've talked to them as they drove by, and telling them we're trying to come up with a plan. We don't got a plan yet, but
I talked with Ashley and explained to her that we were going to capture a portion of the runoff that comes down there with the. By replacing an existing line that is in there to go to a larger line, and that's in this to capture some of the water that comes down through there. So I did have that discussion with her.
And they might have a better way too, by the time they're all said and done.
I would just like to go on what Councilman Hanser was saying is, I've been up there when it's driven that street, then right there where Primrose comes down and hit Vista, in a rainstorm, it'll open your eyes. There's a huge amount of water that comes down there. So as Councilman Hanser said, if we could get that off, and that's greatly influences our inability to handle it when it gets on the other end and stuff. So I would strongly encourage you to consider that option, because it's amazing how much water is coming down that street. Flowing into Vista.
Well, we typically, when we do a stormwater analysis, we only go up to a 100-year storm, which is typically what your floodplains and that are based off of. There can be storm events larger than that that will cause. There will be much larger issues around town.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for me?
Any other questions? Comments?
Okay, thank you. Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That's approved. Next item is the cemetery policy procedures amendments that were included in your packet for you to take a look at. And we did not change any drastic changes on that. We just softened the approach on some of the issues on the language that is in the policies to make it a more positive approach, rather than to start out with a negative statement on
you can't do this.
No, this will be done. This will not be done. That type of thing. But to soften the approach and describe it in more of a positive fashion, the policies and procedures. So that's what we did there.
Yeah. In relation to the cemetery. It's a different question, but I was up there and looked at it. It looks pretty nice. The question, though, is that the finish coat on that asphalt? Because it looks pretty porous. It could suck up a lot of water.
I believe it's final on the asphalt.
That's the final?
I'm not aware of any particular issues on the quality of that coating.
It's an asphalt coating.
Asphalt coating, yeah.
So, I mean, it's sealed.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the proposed changes to the policies, procedures, the updated verbiage.
Mr. Mayor, make a motion we approve the cemetery policies and procedures agreement, or
okay.
I guess amendments.
Okay, second please.
I'll second it.
The move and second. Any discussion? Comments to the public? Vote please.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That's approved. Next item is the appointment of Christy Bick to the Polkship Police Commission, and I want to entertain a motion. I've described the appointment letter to the City Council on her qualifications, and she's a relatively newcomer to the city of Coral Strip. She just moved here, and she's a retired teacher and wants very much to become involved with the community on this and other aspects, and so my discussion with Christy, I said, well, she asked her for a letter of interest, and she has provided. So I'll entertain a motion for you to confirm my appointment of Christy Bick to the Coral Strip Police Commission.
I make a motion that we approve the Police Commission appointee for Christy Bick to the Police Commission.
And second, please. And vote and second. Discussion?
Did we have this posted in the local newspaper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah, it's been posted, and we actually have had it out there for quite a while.
Okay.
So, okay.
Is this opening been vacant for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we probably will have a need to, we've got a position that will be opening up on the police department. So. Okay. Vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Okay, I will advise Christy that you have confirmed my appointment to the Police Commission. If there is no other business to come before the City Council, I'll close the meeting. Thank you, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving.
What? What's the open?